We are back live on location today at Scoreboard Bar and Grill with Kirby Allen Kirby. And because of that, we get to dust off the open for the truth, according to Kirby.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's the truth, according to Kirby. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth. Maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you, Davis Reed. It is time for the truth, according to Kirby. Pretty simple, but if you're just joining us, you're not familiar with the concept. Kirby Allen Kirby has lived the life of thousands, combined, with the stories of his past. And maybe you've relived the past with us on a weekly basis throughout this time of social distancing and broadcasting from home, where we've retold some of our past truth, according to Kirby. But today, a brand new edition. And concept is simple. Paul wins if he can correctly guess which of the three options is, in fact, the correct choice, the true option. And if Paul loses, he owes Kirby 15 seconds of praise, which is very difficult for Paul.
That well is run dry.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And I mean, I haven't seen the guy.
He's already currently looking at his wardrobe today.
That's exactly, yeah. I looked right to his shorts.
Immediately goes to his wardrobe.
It's going to be about those shorts.
Today, more strange but true tales from the Kirby's Rebuild 2020. Just after wrapping up a segment with the Midday 180 and Coach Mac, Kirby walked out of his shop. Hearing a terrific commotion coming from his home, Kirby rushed inside right into the middle of a tremendous fight. What in the name of sports was going on inside Kirby's abode? Were the electricians mixed up in a Donnybrook with the painters over work schedules? Were his dogs in a maddening brawl with a strange neighborhood dog? Or was the wife and a girlfriend of one of the drywall guys in a major scuffle in Kirby's den? Paul, your thoughts.
Give me that last one again.
Was the wife and a girlfriend of one of the drywall guys in a major scuffle in Kirby's den?
I mean, that's the most preposterous one. The wife of a drywall guy being there. That sounds exactly like the kind of drywall
company. Girlfriend of the drywall guy.
It's like they're sharing a car and he had to drive her there and then she was going to leave.
Why is she there? Well, why is the girlfriend of the drywall guy involved in this process at all? That sounds exactly like the kind of
maybe the girlfriend found out about the wife.
That sounds exactly like the kind of thing that Kirby would have going on.
You're married?
So I lean towards that. I have to say right now, a moment of silence for Coach McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
I wish so much he were here.
Yeah? He's laughing right now in his truck.
I can hear him. And I miss him because his input is so, so important. The electricians and the painters, I think they work around each other pretty well. There's a dance, if you will. a dance that goes on.
It's an ancient dance.
Yeah, as old as electricity. As old as Ben Franklin flying a kite. The painters and the electricians
have been getting along.
Dogs. When I think of dogs and Kirby, I think of dingoes. And this sounds like a dingo
coyote
kind of situation. Maybe a coyote mixed yote in there.
A yote in his yurt.
So I think
yote loose in the yurt.
I think the dogs are conceivable. I think the wife and the girlfriend fight is conceivable.
So
in Kirby's life, it's conceivable.
Yeah.
In everyone else's, it's not.
All of these are great options. Yeah. What made me laugh, though, and this I don't know the real answer here, to be fair. What made me laugh,
there
though,
is no real
this
answer.
Is
They're
taking place in his home. And the idea that a neighborhood dog is in his house randomly is really funny to me.
The dog was in the house? Is that what we're to believe? I thought this was outdoor. In or out, Kirby?
It's inside.
Inside the house. That makes it a little more
in his den.
Kirby lives in the shanties of Bogota, Colombia, apparently. Yeah. Wild dogs just roam.
Some rabid
home.
Dog.
At this time, the rule...
Oh, that's just a wild dog. We call him Peter.
A dingo. Well, let's use the word dingo more often. If we're talking about wild dogs, I want to hear the word dingo.
Dingo and a jackal.
Just let him finish.
As I once defined a dingo, an angry baby kangaroo when I didn't know what it was. Chad, the rules permit me to come to you for advice at this time. I guess my better judgment, I do so.
I mean, we're talking about Kirby here, and while completely and utterly ridiculous, that is Kirby's life. So I'm going with the most completely and utterly ridiculous part of this, and that is the guy with his, the drywall guy with his girlfriend in his house fighting.
Yes, I too am going with that. The preposterous meter scores high. Most of these answers are lies that Kirby makes up, and that's a good lie. And so that's why we call it the truth according to Kirby. I'm going with C, the wife, girlfriend of the drywall guy fighting. Final answer.
Kirby, today's truth, please.
A massive dogfight in the middle of my house.
As opposed, not to be mistaken with the cat. Fight.
We've got this stuff called zip wall, which
or the intentional dogfights that Kirby hosts every Saturday night.
Right. That's actually in the shop.
It's,
not
a plastic, it's a plastic sheet with a zipper in it. To keep.
I got 40 on the black pit bull.
It was black, and it was a pit bull. So I come out of the, out of my shop, and I hear this major like something going on, and I start at my deck.
You unzip to go
No, I'm going into the back door.
Are you in a hazmat suit?
Between the den and the rest of the house is a sheet of plastic with a zipper in it to keep that dust and everything from going throughout while they're drywalling. I see an electrician, young guy, trying to become part of the woodwork. I don't know the look on his face. I don't know what's going on. I go busting in there.
Well, are the dogs barking?
Yeah, what did you hear?
My two dogs and a pit bull are at each other's
throats. But are they barking?
Barking, screaming,
so you'll know something's
howling.
Going on involving dogs.
I don't know
bark.
If my first
you keep
thought
saying
is,
you don't know what's going on.
Drywall guy thought, also randomly barks, so who knows? Could have been
my
him.
First thought was one of those electricians that opened that thing up, and my dog had attacked him. I was scared to death. I come around. There's this young black dog, and they're just like going at it, ripping through that plastic sheeting. Without thinking, I reach down and grab his collar and just haul his
so
out
no
of there.
So he's no dingo if he has
and
a
here's
collar.
Here's a dog I've never seen before. Inside my house. Well, my contract supervisor, the guy, he goes, I don't know where he came from. I don't know where he came from. So he had opened the back door, and this little fella, about a four-month-old pit bull, had just followed him inside the house.
Does he have a collar on?
Yeah.
So he belongs to someone.
He belonged up the street a couple of doors, and he innocently just followed a human into an area that was air-conditioned.
And your dog is territorial.
Both of them, and then they just squared off. Well, they never actually got to each other because of the plastic, but they shredded this stuff.
Did the guys start betting? Did the guys start betting, the electricians, the painters?
I don't know if they were laying odds or not. But, you know, got him outside, then found his owner. But, I mean, literally just dude walks in the house, and immediately it was on. I mean, it was just, and everybody in there, I think, peed a little bit. I mean, it was that bad.
The adults?
We don't know how to separate them.
Oh, my two were on the inside of the plastic. He was on the outside of the plastic, but they were quickly making, there's a massive gaping hole that had to be replaced. They're ripping it up to shreds. And it wasn't until after I had removed him that I'm like, oh, crap, that's a pit bull. I took a chance there.
So you're saying the humans peed a little bit?
I think, dude, it was, everybody in there was white as a sheet. And, I mean, they're like, they were freaking out.
Did you pee a little bit?
No.
Kept it together.
No, he took care of the situation.
It was my house. I mean, just
let me tell you a few things about this story. He says everyone peed a little bit, but then he excludes himself. And he also says at the outset, he has no idea what's going on, except there are dogs barking. So immediately he knows something's going on with the dog.
Paul, I didn't know if they were eating one of the contracted workers or if what was causing this commotion.
Like but Kirby's got like one of those old people who die in their sleep and are eaten by their cats.
Yeah.
Kirby's got some 90-year-old doing his drywall. It may have died at some point during the day, and dogs are
Kirby
walks
out and is like, oh, I didn't know we were feeding today.
Yeah. When will this work end?
Where did I put those corpses that are in my house? Maybe the dog's got hold of.
Turned out to be a nice dog. Got him back to his owner.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but they were out looking for him.
Your dog's
name? I knew
name?
I misplaced that body.
Oh, it was Argyle and Dempsey.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah,
they were going.
They were both very involved.
I got you now.
They were both very involved.
When you said both of them, I thought it was one on one.
Oh, no.
It's two on one.
It was two on one.
You should have put me on the phone. Sit.
Yeah, that always
works. That would have worked.
Sit. All right. I guess I'm obligated to compliment you. And while I was looking at your red shorts and thinking about going the wardrobe route, old reliable wardrobe route, going a completely different direction here. You played good golf while Hutton was on his last week of furlough. You played a good nine, and I thought you'd choke like a dog. I heard the back nine was hard there. I think you heard me screaming at you. Please, Kirby, it's my turn to speak. I think you heard me screaming at you through a speakerphone about how you're going to choke on the back nine. You usually do not react well to the pressure of my voice. And, in fact, you only dropped six strokes on a tough back nine. It sounded like you actually played a good round. And so I want to congratulate you on playing a good round of golf and say job well done.
Thank you.
It was the best round I've ever seen Kirby play. And Kirby's played well in previous rounds.
In spots.
For a few holes.
In spots.
Well,
kind of like me. A hole or two. Let's not act rash.
He doesn't lose many golf balls, but you know I do, and even on a good day I'm losing at least one. Kirby on the 2 weeks ago was fantastic.
In Fuego, I mean,
he showed up right at the start of the round because he was on the phone because I believe he had another contractor issue.
Is this work ever going to end?
And yeah, when does this end?
It's becoming a sitcom. I don't know. They're working hard at it.
Tell them to be funny.
It's not hard enough.
It's not the contractors. Because of everything involved.
Hang on.
There's all this crap.
So I think on this day, maybe I'm wrong, but on this day, Paul, Kirby thought that they were showing up to get bid on the job, and the guy showed up and started working instead of bidding. And so Kirby has to go, wait, hang on a second.
What's left to bid on? This thing should be close to completion.
Who's bidding on this project?
they go to work on the project without even bidding on it.
Also, who's showing up to Kirby's house?
We'll just bill you at the end.
Who's showing up to Kirby's house and meeting Kirby and thinking, yeah, I'll go through the bid process? Don't you just say, dude, hire me or not. I got better.
They showed up like 5 till 7, and they were unloading a truck. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You going to take some measurements? Anyway.
Kirby acts like he's building an Olympic Village over there.
So he gets off the phone. Bill and I were on the range at Old Fort, which is a fantastic course.
It's also going to take as long.
They listen to our show in the clubhouse. Thank you, guys. You're very hospitable.
They were.
So we finish, and Catfish Jake is playing with us too, but he's meeting us on the third hole because he's running a little bit late from the surgeon's room, in the operating room. So Kirby leaves his Jeep, joins us on the first tee, He drove that just pure, and I knew, like, oh, this is Kirby's on it. He didn't need warm up.
18 holes is a long time for Kirby. He loses his attention span is short. He doesn't eat. The guy doesn't eat. It's hot out there. He withers. There are a lot of issues. He runs out of cigarettes.
Somehow those Pepsi stay frozen, though.
Yes, they do.
Good job, Kirby. Good job. I so wish it was the wife and the girlfriend fighting. Would have been an even better story. But Dog Whisperer Kirby.
The dope on Twitter says, Milan. The most surprising part of this story about the pit bull going into Kirby's house is that Kirby's house actually had working air conditioning.
Oh.
That is surprising.
Well, yeah, shocking.
The air conditioning never stopped working. It was just everything else.
Everything else.
Just every other function in the home stopped working.
So when do you expect your home to be completely finished? If you had to guesstimate.
Well, hopefully by September. Well, no. Because it's going to take 3 days.
November.
The flooring will be in on the 31st of August.
January.
So that'll take 3 days. So I'm hoping the 15th, but the 30th would be great.
Yeah.
The problem is that contractors are, nobody wants to work because they're getting paid to stay home. The ones that they do have are spread out so thin.
They're
the
all
materials
making a
suppliers
staying home.
And the suppliers are artificially jacking up the prices because they can and they know they have everybody open. The lumber industry right now is just piracy. You can't find material that you're looking for.
This is great. Let them go.
Stuff that would have cost you, for instance, say $2 a square foot for board, now suddenly it's $12. Just because they know that, we're not remodeling the entire eastern half of the United States. There was a 50-mile stretch of Tennessee, for God's sake. You can order this stuff from California and have them ship it out here faster than you can grow another tree and cut it down and make some more flooring.
Go, Kirby.
Help us.
We have some friends here from U.S. Lumber if you need some help.
Luckily for us, the lumber part's done. But we've got roofs on, we got soffits and gutters going on. I don't know why. I mean, the material's sitting in the yard. It's like, hey, send an old man with a bender over here and let's put some gutters on this thing. And then the decking. But a lot of it's, you got to negotiate with the insurance company because the prices of the materials go up and suddenly they don't want to cover that. And it's
sounds fun.
It's literally, if it weren't me, it would drive a normal person to drink. But,
you're already drinking.
I'm like, in lieu of brushing your teeth.
Kirby's daily dental hygiene includes drinking. So
Merry Christmas is what I'm hearing. I think this is going to be done. My over-under is Christmas.
It's got to be done before it gets cold. I can't go from having it cold weather when it started to being cold.
And then those boards are going to contract.
That's not going
to
be
just good. To put in perspective, so the Preds, up until Sunday, had not played a meaningful game in 145 days.
Yeah.
The night of the tornado, and they played, what, two games after the tornado. But that was Pekka Rinne's last start.
March 3rd.
The night, yeah.
Us, and they played. Is he over there bidding?
My point is.
Eight goals. I was
there.
To
put it in perspective.
It's Edmonton.
That is how long it's been that Kirby has been dealing with this.
I heard if Pekka hadn't gone back to Europe, he was thinking about bidding on one of those.
Kyle next door to us graduated from college. And she was in the fifth grade when this happened.
By the way, when Kirby says the lumber industry is piracy, he's admitting to stealing the lumber that is used as a
That's the version of the lumber industry.
It's the suppliers. Like
he's waiting on high tide.
I thought it took pirates to get lumber down, so I went and stole
the
it from the job site.
On the ground.
Ahoy, baby.
Float those logs.
The COVID,
the ship nears.
Trees quit growing.
Kirby.
Kirby's going to new subdivisions in the dark of night and taking the lumber out for his own home.
Maybe.
We say this after each edition, but never change.
Never change.
Thanks, never change. And Kirby,
I like those
Kirby.
Shorts, too.
It's great to see him. Great to see him here on location at Scoreboard Bar and Grill.
I was close to going with the shorts, but I came into the golf at the last second.
Well, tomorrow when we have our truth, he's going to brag on the setup here. That's going to be the next thing.
Oh, Kirby, you do a great job unfurling signs.
Yeah.
The signs look great.
Really got that banner straight. Stop, I'm using that.
I like our positioning here.
Stop, I'm using that.
Kirby did a great job ordering our food.
Stop, I'm using that. Yeah, the way you had those little squares of paper for us to write on, that was terrific. Mine said number 6 on it. I don't know if that meant anything.
Our thoughts on Vic Beasley as we still wait on news on the Beasley front. Plus, the Preds getting set to take on Arizona today at 1:30. We'll continue to preview that matchup. Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue. This is 104.5 The Zone.
Sit! Sit down! Sit down and be quiet! Sit! Sit! Sit!